Good evening. Welcome to SeerJoinment.com. We want to thank our host, Jake Wyman. We want to thank Mitch Green for his technical assistance. We want to thank Ray Plotzker for his devotion and energy, and all of the Koshal Rabbanim who participate and who make this possible to come learn together every night to learn Hashem's Holy Torah. We want to thank our sponsor tonight, Shirb, dedicated to Zecher Uli Ilu Nishmas Manish Yitzchok Ben Aryeh. May his neshama have an aliyah, and thank you to our sponsor, our anonymous sponsor. Tonight is a very special night. Perhaps you can hear in the background where I'm standing, there's music playing. Tonight is Lag BaOmer. Tonight is the night of the day when Gemara tells us during this time period, we mourn for the Talmidei Rabbi Akiva, 24,000 Talmidei Rabbi Akiva, during this time between Pesach and Shavuos. And on this day, the tradition, our tradition tells us they stopped dying. There was a respite in the tragedy. And it is the custom to observe this day as a holy day, a day of reflection, a day where we do not practice the laws of mourning. And as all of you certainly are aware, there's an additional element to the day of rejoicing in the teachings, celebrating the life of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, the holy son of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, who was associated with the Koyach of Torah, the person who was devoted, the label of the Nefesh to Torah. And as we all know that in Meiron, people come together to his Kever and the Mespalo and rejoice and dance in the Simcha Satura and his legacy. In the morning, many people bring their children to give them haircuts for the purpose of making the Peiris Sarosh. The kind of mitzvah the person should have Peiris, not to cut off the corners of the head. And as we mentioned, Rashbi and Meiron, we have to, our duty to reflect as well as the tragedy that happened 2 years ago today, where 45 holy neshamas returned to the Shemayim, to where they came from. Terrible, terrible tragedy. We are mishtatef and the tzar of the families, of their children, their siblings, tzar of the entire Kol Yisrael. It's unimaginable to comprehend what happened. And as well, we are mespalel for refuah shleima for many people who were there, who were injured, were suffered terrible yisurim, and today some of them have not yet recovered. All different matzavim, all different situations, and we are mespalel that you have refuah shleima to Korah very soon. It used to be a minhag, a very controversial minhag. It's debatable if this minhag is correct, if it's true. And the minhag was that during the celebration of Lag BaOmer, people would bring expensive garments, clothing, beautiful clothing, and would burn the clothing in the fire that was lit in honor of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. And many of the Gedolei Yisrael, the great rabbis, they debate if this minhag really ever existed. And if there's any source for doing something, to take clothing and to burn clothing in the fire, we do have a source that the time of the Gemara, the time of the Beis HaMikdash, they would burn at the Simchas Pesach Shoeva worn out garments from the Kohanim to celebrate Simchas Pesach Shoeva. But there, the clothing was worn out. It was old clothing that was no longer usable, but to take a new garment that is expensive and distinguished and to burn such a garment, this seems to be a bit over the top, a bit strange. Is there a source for permissibility for a person to do something like this, to burn a new garment in the fire in Lag BaOmer? So the truth is there is a precedent, not necessarily in Lag BaOmer, but there's a precedent to do such a thing at a wedding. We are all aware that at a wedding, at a chasm kala, at the tanoim, which really was done at the engagement, today we group it together at the wedding itself. They break a earthenware utensil. And then under the chuppah, we all wear that. There is a custom to break a glass cup. Today we tend to overlook it. Today we use very cheap items to break. There shouldn't be a question of baltashchis. But it seems that there's a real source that years ago, the utensils that were used to be broken at a wedding were expensive utensils. Why is that so? Why isn't this a violation of baltashchis? There are many answers to this question, which certainly many of the people listening are well aware of. I came across something this year new to me, which made an impression on me, and I want to share with you and how that relates to Lag BaOmer as well. One of the reasons I came across why we break a earthenware utensil and a silver glass at a wedding is wedding is a time of joy. Chasa and Kala, they found each other. It's an incredible simcha to be zeichet, to find your bashert, to parents, to marry off your children, to grandparents, to see the next generation. It's a tremendous, tremendous simcha. And if you would stop the parents, Chas and Kala, the grandparents, family, at that moment in time, you'll ask them, what's important in life? What's important? What's important is moments like this. Chas and Kala, they have each other's company. They have a mission, a goal, Yer Shemayim. What about money? What about money? Money. Everyone is very fond of money. Money is delicious. At this moment in time, they'll tell you, money doesn't mean anything. Money is nice, it's good, it's fine, it's delicious, it's important. The world operates on a foundation of money. But let's be realistic. What's important is Yir HaShemayim, Soif Devar Kol Nishmas L'Kim Yira. It's Eshtecha K'Gefen Pariyah B'Yakisei Be'Secha B'Necha K'Shsile Zeisim Sadar L'Shulchanecha. That's what's important. In order to seize that moment and to emphasize that principle, that what's important is moments like this, we take something that is worth a lot of money, something expensive, and we destroy it. The destruction of expensive objects at a wedding is a statement. It is an expression to bring home the point. Money is not important. After the wedding is over and everyone goes home and they clean up the wedding hall and we get on with life, most of the struggles in life revolve around money. There's a lot of tension, parnasa. That's the reality of life. The reality of life is parnasa, money. But let's at this moment in time make it clear that that's not really what's important. Let's hone in. It's the simcha of the chas and kala having each other. Money, take the money and destroy it. Show, do an action, a real action to express that it's, money is not what's important. And when they get engaged, that's one level of joy. We break an earthenware utensil. It's expensive, but it's not very expensive. At the wedding, we destroy something even more expensive, glass. And now we come to Lag BaOmer. Lag BaOmer, it's not a wedding. It's a time to rejoice in the purest form of Torah. Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai spent 12 years/13 years in a cave, buried, just learning Torah. He revealed to the world the secrets of the Torah. Him and his son, Rabbi Elazar, were thoroughly immersed in the beauty, the joy of Torah. When we come to reflect upon the beauty of Torah and their lives, we say to ourselves, let's seize this moment. What is important is Torah, is Yir HaShemayim. These are models of how to live, how to have emunah. Money, parnasa, it's not important. It's really not important. How will we survive? We'll figure it out. We'll figure it out, but it's not going to control our life. And to prove, to hit home, to show how important, how not important money is relative to the joy of Torah, we take an expensive garment, which is even more expensive than earthenware utensils and glass utensils, and burn it. when you destroy something for a purpose that's not called Baal Tashchis. And this is able to awaken us to this reality, a moment in time to seize what's really important in life and not let the lure, the shine of money sweep us away and cause us to make decisions in our life that's not in our best interest. We burn, we destroy something of value. An idea, we do have a precedent, a wedding, the tenoyim, and the chuppah, and we follow in this way on Lag BaOmer. May it be Hashem's will that He give us the koach to seize upon this idea. Today, it is not acceptable. No one does this today. I've not heard anyone do this, and we don't do this today, of course. Today, we don't burn clothing, not new clothing, but old clothing. Safety first. Safety first. But this is a throwback to a time long, long ago before that we really have a hard time to relating with different times when perhaps they did such things. But the message is eternal. The message certainly is eternal. When we either go to a Lag BaOmer gathering or we observe, we go online, there are beautiful videos, celebrations all over the world, and we reflect, we have to reflect and look at that fire, which represents the light, the aura of Torah. The Zohar, it means the light. Rashbi is the one who gave us the Zohar. It means light. And we commemorate him with light. And we look at that light, we have to appreciate that's what's important. There's nothing else that's important. Other things are necessary, and of course they can be elevated and used for great Kiddush Shem Shemayim, honoring Hashem's name. But in life, we all know, you have to have your priorities in order. This is a message of Lag BaOmer. May everyone have a joyous, festive, a day imbued with your Shemayim, the Torah, and of course, a safe Lag BaOmer. And we'll be merit to witness the awe of Mashiach, the Mirah of Yameinu Amen. Thank you for coming. Thank you for listening. Have a wonderful week. Good night.